Hello, I'm Leslie Merle, Assistant Curator of Education at the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth, and I'm here with...
Carrie Jacobs, and I've been a docent at the Modern for about 10 years.
I'm Brian Adnoff. I've been a docent for 3 years.
And I'm Janelle Montgomery. I've been a docent for about 6 years.
And we were thinking about how Martin Puryear's Ladder for Booker T. Washington from 1996 and Donald Judd's Untitled from 1967 are hanging in neighboring galleries, which serves as an interesting place to compare and contrast the two works. I think on the most basic level, there's a nice visual compare and contrast. Carrie, what do you think about how they look visually?
It's very interesting because they're made out of different materials, and the Puryear piece, being made out of wood, has a warmer connotation with it because of its materials. And Judd using the industrial steel and plexiglass gives it a much colder, detached, which is really what he was looking for. And but they both have similar repetition in the way that they look.
I actually have a different perspective about the level of detachment between the two, because as I've gotten to know the Judd, and for me that was a very hard piece to learn to love, I've really come to appreciate how it plays with light, and as you see it at different times of day in that gallery, how the light bounces differently between those plexiglass and steel pieces, whereas I find the Puryear, while it does have that warmth of wood and of the craftsmanship that went into it, it's a little bit more cool in terms of the way the setting that it's in and the way the light plays off of it.
That big concrete gallery, it's 40-foot gallery, concrete walls on three sides. But what about the ceiling? I'm always intrigued about his lighting choice. That kind of frosted natural light filtering through. Have you been in there when the cloud goes over and the entire piece changes in front of you? I guess the Donald Judd has the same effect with those two big windows on either side.
Though there still is a control by the lighting that's in there. The shadows are very interesting in both pieces. And you don't notice them necessarily right away, but both pieces, as Carrie was saying, there's a repetition there. I mean, they're both ladders. Quite simply, one is clearly a ladder, and it's called a ladder. It goes up into seemingly infinity, whereas the Judd is maybe not quite so much, but there's clearly kind of steps there, and it follows, I think it was inspired by Brancusi's Endless Column that also goes up to infinity. But getting back to the shadows, there's a shadow in both of them that I think are probably permanently there because of the lighting. The Judd, you can see it in between each of the steps, I guess we might call them, and at the bottom, in the Puryear, we see it on the walls, and in both of them, there's that. You can really see that repetition. That's very interesting, but those are always there because of the set lighting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's interesting that you point out how ladder-like both are, and I wonder what Donald Judd would say about us calling his piece a ladder. I think
probably
he would be
very offended.
I think so. Especially you think about the title that he gave it, Untitled. I think he wanted to erase any reference at all to any outside object. But next to each other, the way they're installed, it's clear to see that Martin Puryear was at least aware of Donald Judd's stacked pieces and maybe moving in a different direction.
The other thing that's pretty interesting when you stand and look at the two side by side is the way Puryear plays with perspective and the way Judd pretty much erases it. I mean, you really have just that block in front of you in the Judd piece, whereas with the Puryear piece, it starts, 3 or 4 feet up off of the ground, and then it sort of accelerates visually the process of climbing to the sky because of the way he's taken that tapered branch and used it to create that escalation.
Judd would probably be offended by most anything we had to say about it, because he wanted it just, it is what it is.
Right.
And anything you try to add to it or take away from it, he would say, well, that's not what it's about. And maybe that's why Janelle was saying she's more emotionally involved, I think, maybe, with the Judd, where I might agree with Carrie, that, that I find the Puryear far more emotionally available because he is trying to pull you into it. He's trying to make you part of it. I think we like being fooled. We like the illusion. And we like this illusion of getting pulled up into space. Whereas the Judd, it's kind of like he is telling us, don't make any more of this than it is, which is some plexiglass and some stainless steel.
Right. Is that the less is less philosophy?
Yes. Kind of a minimalist.
Oh, you might say.
And back to one of the things that Janelle had said, that she had mentioned that it took her a long time to really appreciate the Judd and spending more time with it. And I think that's one of the things that an initial visit to both of these pieces, that the Puryear lends itself, you know, to that easier comfort level with it because of Puryear references that the handwork that he puts into it that gives it an aura, and that he's planed this. He's touched every centimeter of this ladder, where Judd has, you know, done the opposite and had it fabricated. So sometimes I think it's easier to pass by the Judd and give it a fleeting glance as you're going by. And if you spend more time with it, that you become more involved with any piece.
It's interesting because, you know, Puryear's is referential. It's a ladder. It's something familiar. It's handmade. He really wants to elevate the craftsmanship to the level of fine art. Whereas Donald Judd had a very different goal in mind. He wanted you to think of this as not even a sculpture, but a specific object. What you see is what you see. It is what it is. And those 10 stacked boxes, there is no mystery about it. And Donald Judd would not have wanted there to be any. The plexiglass even allows you to see inside the boxes, so there's no mystery there. But I think Puryear wanted to develop that mystery, the forced perspective that makes you wonder whether your eyes are tricking you, the suspension, the way that we're hanging it here, that it does seem sort of mysterious, and it brings you in a way that Donald Judd's wouldn't have intended to.
I agree with that, and I also think that the even though Donald Judd isn't untitled and he wants you to bring your experiences and your viewpoint to it, even with the title on Puryear's work, it still will depend on what each of our individual life experiences are, how we are going to view those mysteries and where that ladder is going to take us. So I think the approach works both ways if people, you know, will spend a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm. The craftsmanship is an interesting point because, as you said, the craftsmanship is so obvious and Puryear wants it to be obvious. But there is also an enormous amount of craftsmanship in the Judd, and from what I understand, Judd was very involved in the craftsmanship in terms of expecting the people that made it. He had very high expectations that the craftsmanship should not be noticeable. So, and it takes a lot of craftsmanship in order for that to happen. So it's there, but again, it's the opposite of Puryear's craftsmanship, where he wanted you to see it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about the title, Ladder for Booker T. Washington? What do you think Puryear was seeking when he applied that title to this piece?
Well, I do know that he did not title the piece until it was completed. And with Booker T. Washington being an educator, he was an author, and he wanted to advance the African Americans by developing agrarian and domestic and manual skills. And so by doing that, this ladder also makes it, you know, we had mentioned that the ladder was up off the ground just a little bit, but it seems very accessible. But you still would have to have a running start to get on this ladder. So I think that Puryear is asking a lot of questions with his title of this piece.
It was. I think it's unusual for him to make references to something specifically African American.
I was thinking that as well. when we had his exhibit here, I don't recall there were many other pieces with that kind of story behind them.
Right, mm-hmm. I think there was one African piece, mm-hmm. and the first piece, Beckworth, was
Beckworth.
It?
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, usually he's much less, he's more enigmatic than that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that has a certainly personal meaning to him that he wanted to convey. But only after he was done, is
right.
Carrie was saying, which is interesting. He doesn't seem to really know how it's going to look or what it's going to mean until he's done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I recall, he wanted to keep that for his personal collection until he saw it installed here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he agreed to sell it to the museum.
The story I heard that Michael Opping, our chief curator, was doing a studio visit with Martin Puryear and saw this piece in his attic, asked if we could take the piece, and we were gently told no. So we asked if we could borrow the piece for the opening of the museum, which was in December of 2002, and then we invited Martin Puryear to come view our installation. And it's my understanding that he believed that it needed to stay here once he saw how Michael had installed it. Well, thank you guys for coming out this afternoon and for sharing your thoughts and insights on these two pieces. If you have any response, or if you have a response to our conversation, if you have any questions that we could follow up on, or an additional point that you'd like to make, please post to our blog at www.themodern.org.